He was once a phenom of the 20th century art world, but today you've probably never even heard of painter Thomas Hart Benton. Curators at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem and three other museums are trying to reintroduce Benton to art lovers. They've created a new exhibit that spotlights Benton's long relationship with Hollywood. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
There was a time when Missouri-born painter Thomas Hart Benton was something of a rock star. Here's esteemed journalist Edward R. Murrow interviewing Benton in 1959 for the artist's 70th birthday.
Thomas Hart Benton has been described as America's best-known contemporary painter. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Ed.
How are you?
That sound comes from the Peabody Essex Museum's podcast about the Benton Show. The artist painted American histories, as he called them, from the early 1900s until he died in 1975. He pioneered to make ordinary characters and stories into epic, colorful, often controversial works. In the 30s, he painted murals for the Whitney Museum and the Missouri State Capitol. But now, curator Austin Barron Bailey says there hasn't been a major exhibition about Benton in more than 25 years.
His claim to fame these days, if people even know about him, is as a muralist, as a public artist.
And as a mentor who helped abstract expressionist Jackson Pollock form his style. But even with his acclaim and cred, Barron Bailey says curators from the four museums collaborating on this new project made a surprising discovery.
When we were putting together the show, we did an informal survey of museum goers at all the participating institutions, and we learned that only about 1 in 4 people coming through the door had ever heard of Benton.
That's a loss, Barron Bailey says, because Benton had a major influence, not just in the art world, but ultimately on Hollywood and popular culture. Early in his career, when motion pictures were new, he became obsessed with the narrative emotional power he found in the cinema. Eventually, Hollywood fell for Benton's style, too. His ongoing symbiotic relationship to the film industry is the focus of the new exhibition.
Benton actually didn't work on movies, with the exception of his experience in the silent film industry when he was painting backdrops and sets and doing research. His engagement with Hollywood is much more conceptual. He's always aware of the dominance of Hollywood in American culture as the most modern form of storytelling, and then he does get these actual commissions to promote the movies.
Benton's fascination with motion pictures played a major role in shaping his visual voice. To make that point in the galleries, the curators pair Benton's paintings with film clips. His earliest mural series, titled American Historical Epic, is compared and contrasted to silent movies, including 1920's The Last of the Mohicans, which Benton would have seen. The artist's 14 panels depict violent scenes of Native Americans battling white settlers, Puritans preparing to execute a witch, a slave being whipped.
The year he conceives this is known as the Red Summer. There are race riots all over America. It's the start of the Great Migration. So Benton is very tapped into the urgent issues of his day and in thinking about how can we think about the past in relation to the present.
Benton traveled the country searching for authentic stories, scenes, and characters. He found them in factories, rail yards, and cotton fields. In 1937, the artist got a novel assignment. Life magazine sent him to Hollywood to create images of the movie industry for publication. But the probing artist was more attracted to Tinseltown's underbelly and behind-the-scenes world. Barron Bailey says Benton also co-opted movie-making techniques for his own work. For example, the artist fashioned clay models of characters and scenery that he would light up like tiny Hollywood sets before painting them.
Through those methods, he's able to get a very luminous glow to his canvases. There's a feel of projected light. There's a feel of three-dimensionality. There's a feel of motion. And all of those things we associate with the experience of watching movies.
The drama, the theater lighting, which has always been evident in his work, but this really drives those points home.
Lance Esplund is reviewing the show for the Wall Street Journal and says highlighting Benton's links to Hollywood helps him understand how the artist attained his signature effects.
And you know, he's certainly not the first artist, nor will he be the last, who's been influenced by the camera. But you know, this does put a new lens on him, certainly.
In 1940, Benton was hired to promote director John Ford's adaptation of The Grapes of Wrath. Curator Austin Baron Bailey says this was a climactic moment for the artist's relationship to the Dream Factory.
There's a real recognition that his ability to kind of get to the kind of quintessence of a character or a scene or an American setting is very appropriate for this film.
Benton made black and white lithograph portraits of each character in the film, along with imagery of the Job family's departure from their farm. The film studio blew them up for posters to celebrate the movie's New York premiere. But Baron Bailey says the historical muralist style inspired the look John Ford and his team created in their final film. Benton's 76-year-old daughter, Jessie, remembers how popular her father's art was with actors, too, including Marlon Brando and Burt Lancaster. She says her father would approve of the new exhibition.
For my father, it's wonderful. It's like a thumb in the nose to his critics of his own time.
And he had plenty. Benton has been called everything from a cartoonist, not a painter, to a drunk, to a racist for depicting white actors in blackface and the Ku Klux Klan.
I think it's fantastic to bring Daddy back, but Daddy is not just murals and Hollywood. He's also intimate portraits and people he knew and interests he had, which were so incredibly varied and enormous. He never stopped working, ever.
Thomas Hart Benton worked until the day he died in 1975, paintbrush in hand. And the 20th century artist still has fans in Hollywood today. A writer and producer for The Simpsons is lending the new exhibition a 1937 Thomas Hart Benton drawing of a young studio executive he found at an art fair in L.A. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Well, I declare, looks like a pearl.
American Epics, Thomas Hart Benton in Hollywood, is at the PBS X Museum through September 7th.